Now, let me see. This week, it marked the 30th anniversary of the Australian soap Neighbours, but it's not the only Aussie soap to have been a massive hit internationally. What is it about Neighbours and Home and Away and all the others that translates so well to other, well, seems to anyway translate so well to other countries? Can't all be about us poor cold Irish folks sitting by the fire longing for the sunshine of Barbie and a few tinnies. Then again, it might be. What is the secret basically to the success, and why have so many of their former stars hit the big time after leaving these soaps? It's incredible the amount of people. It's been a real school for big actors, hasn't it, Fiona? Fiona Flynn is here, by the way, TV editor with entertainment.ie. Fill us in on all this. First of all, Fiona, it's hard to believe that Neighbours marked 30 years this week. I mean, how did it compare, say, with what EastEnders did recently to mark the same anniversary? In fact, I'll tell you what, while you stick on the headphones, I'll stick this in the background.
Great.
While you're answering this question. Are you ready? Okay. Okay, go on, off you go. Now, answer the question.
That's a little jarring now. I think, both of them kind of did this whole, the Neighbours have done a two-week thing to celebrate, and they're kind of in the middle of it now. So they've had a lot of cast members return. EastEnders sort of more so did it. EastEnders is a lot darker, so they had that whole Who Killed Lucy Dale storyline. Yeah. So that all went, you know, into high drama, whereas Neighbours has kind of been a bit softer about it, and this, you know, they have a big festival, and Harold Bishop has returned, and, you know, but Neighbours always had Harold Bishop.
Harold the Bishop.
Harold Bishop.
Oh, Harold
Remember
Bishop.
Harold Bishop, yeah.
It's like, oh, I don't know these programs. I say it's going to be an education.
You would know him if you saw him, I'd say.
Would I?
Yeah, he's okay. Like the big, big fat guy. And
no. Okay, nope. tell you what, I'll play it now and see. Look, does this do anything for me? Oh, I know the tune.
This is Home and Away, by the way.
Oh, is that Home and Away? Yeah. Sorry. Oh, fair enough.
Sorry.
Oh, it just shows you how much I know.
I took the headphones off when I was speaking, but yeah, it's Home and Away.
Right, okay, I wouldn't know. Okay, so how about this one? Will this be it? No?
No, it's still Home and Away.
Oh, God, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I can sing Neighbours if you want.
Yeah, okay. I know Neighbours. That's
there you
all
go,
I know.
Yeah.
Everybody needs good Neighbours.
Yeah, that's
yes,
it.
Okay, go on. Tell me more about it then. Like, if we look at, you know, a lot of memorable storylines over the years, say a number of characters would stand out for people of a certain age. I'm thinking those who grew up in the 80s, the early 90s when Neighbours started, right?
Yeah, like Neighbours started back in 1985, and it was funny because it was initially the whole story of how it came about. It was started by the 7 network in Australia, and then after about 3 years the 10 network picked it up because it wasn't really doing that well, and that's when it became a hit that we all knew it was. What's interesting though is that the 7 network then decided, oh god, what have we done, we've given away our best soap. So then they wanted to create a soap that would match its success, and that's how Home and Away came about. So interesting enough in that, like, Home and Away kind of just stemmed from the fact that one network was silly enough to let Neighbours go.
And so is it down to one person making the right decision then having the wrong decision having been made by somebody else?
Yeah,
you?
Well, all of it seems to be. Even success over in this side of the world. I think it was back in a few years after it came out in Australia, over in the BBC, they were just looking for something daytime that would entertain you know, the masses, I guess. And Neighbours just, everyone just fell for it straight away.
I still want to get down to the nub of it as to just why. Well, I'll tell you what, I have a bit of Harold here now, so I'm going to learn a bit about Harold Bishop. And in this scene, Harold thinks he's drunk.
I am a pirate king, hurrah, hurrah for the pirate king, and it is indeed a glorious thing to be.
Hello, my love. Just having a little bit of fun.
All due to Pooh's lunch.
What?
Loose punch. You should try some of it. No, you shouldn't really.
Yeah, I see. It seems to have made you rather frisky.
Well, why not as a celebration, eh?
Hello? You know Harold can't take alcohol.
It's all in his mind. There is no alcohol in the punch.
Are you sure?
Yeah, just a big hunk of ginger. Gives it a kick. He's talked himself into it.
Okay, Harold thinks he's drunk. Is that what I'm missing? Here, I'll tell you what. Let's go right back and get a history lesson here, because I'm going to just take it out. Okay, I don't know if anybody remembers. Listen, here's the Sullivans. Does that mean anything to you?
No, honestly, the Sullivans was not of my time. I mean, it went from 1976 to 1983.
Really?
But the thing is, a lot of these Australian soaps, like Country Practice and that, they were all repeated here for like years and years in the 80s and 90s. Yeah. So the Sullivans was the story. It was kind of one of the first big ones that came about. It followed this middle-class Melbourne family, and it was all about the effects of World War II on them. So, but it was kind of one of the first Australian soaps that would really sort of capture people's imaginations.
It did play in this part of the world.
Oh, it did,
and you're talking 7 years. That's a long time.
Yeah, it went on. I said like that with Country Practice went from 1981 to 1993, but I'm sure people often remember seeing that late into the 90s on their daytime
TV. Was it based in late 40s, early 50s in terms of post-Second World War or just...
It was based in and around... I didn't really see it that much. From what I gather, it was based in the aftermath of it.
Right.
It looks like it was anyway from any of the clips I've seen. But right. As I said, I mean, it was long before my time, so I don't actually know the ins and outs. But I know that it was like a launching pad for a lot of Aussie soaps.
Well, around the same time, the same amount of years was The Young Doctors.
Yeah, exactly. That was before ER and Grey's Anatomy. It was all about The Young Doctors. That ran from 1976 to 1983. And again, like that, it was repeated off like for years and years afterwards over here and in America. And it was just basically like followed all the goings on of a hospital, kind of like what All Saints did later on in Australia. But it was just the drama and everything. It wasn't even about the patients. It was all about the relationships between the doctors and the nurses. And it was, people just went mad for it.
Like, I mean, most of the stuff we would have got and most of the stuff we still get is from America or from Hollywood, even maybe in particular.
Exactly,
or whatever. Even
yeah.
if it's based in Chicago, it's probably filmed in bloody Vancouver or Hollywood or something. So the point about it is that Australian ones, did it have something that appeals to us over here more than...
It's
an alternative even.
The interesting question, because I mean, when you look at it, like the likes of Home and Away and Neighbours, you couldn't get any further from how life is like for us here in Ireland, you know? Especially Home and Away. It's set in this beachside town. It's all these beautiful people. Not that, you know, we're all not only gorgeous here, but you know, it's
Neighbours
totally Neighbours is kind of a Ramsey Street. It's a suburban, I think it's Melbourne, it is a suburban place. So whereas that's a beachside town. But I think a lot of it is that it's sort of that, again, why soaps work so well, it's that escapism, but it's still not the raw, like, you know, reality of EastEnders or Coronation Street.
Right.
You're kind of seeing like the sunnier side of life over in Australia.
Yeah, because those other ones you mentioned, which I don't see either, but when I do, there's a lot of kind of conflict and there's a lot of is life always that, but they're always people.
Well, that's more Home and Away, I think, at the moment.
No, I'm talking about the English ones.
Oh, the English ones.
Street,
yeah, Sanders. Exactly.
It's like it's a bit of a draggy down kind of thing, and people say, oh, but that's real, I don't care.
Well, you see, it does appeal
to
that.
It's more escapist.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, those soaps work so well because they appeal to the everyday life and they reflect how things are for a lot of us, but they're obviously the dramatic, exaggerated version of All Our Lives by about 1,000. Whereas I think Home and Away and Neighbours then, like Neighbours especially, it's sort of more, Neighbours is a lot tamer, which I think was his downfall for a long time, but people do love it about it. And Home and Away was a lot more sort of risque and all that kind of thing. But at the same time, it's they're not as severe on, you know, your mind, I guess, when you're sitting down in the evening
funny,
as the rest of them.
Even historically going back, it just leads us all the time to Home and Away and Neighbours because they're the big two.
Exactly,
that we talk about. But let's just stay back, but this time go into the 80s. I'll give you this one here. Does this mean anything to you now? A Country Practice. You know, I'm just thinking there's a theme running through these themes. They all sound the same.
This one, though, like, even though I would only caught snippets of this growing up, but that theme tune as well, I'm sure people all around the country right now are going, oh, yeah, that was a background tune of my childhood at some point,
really?
You know? Yeah, it's just one of those things, like, your parents would have watched it. And I think maybe it was even before Emmerdale really caught on with a lot of Irish households, but it was just one of those that was set in a farm. It was all about this country town and how it works, but all the way out in Australia, so a bit different. Finished up in 1993 in Australia, but as I said, it would have ran on repeats over here for, I think,
because like the thing here says, look, it received a worldwide audience of 5 to 6 million each week. Was it once a week? Are some of these things on every day?
This one, I think it was like unusual in that it wasn't really classified as a soap. I think it was on for 2 hours a week, say, but then once they brought it over this side of the world, they put it into half hour slots, so that's why it would have been maybe 4 times a week, which kind of became why it became more of a soap rather than what it was considered initially as a drama. But yeah, like that the Country Practice went to the UK, Ireland, New Zealand, Germany, France, like Zimbabwe. It just took over, like everyone just some reason was crazy about knowing what was happening on this farm out in the middle of Australia.
Okay, well then let's get to Neighbours and Home and Away then, which is really what they're all about. I mean, just like, it's just absolutely huge, aren't they?
I think for a lot of people now, even, I mean, they're still really popular, but they're such a nostalgic thing for a lot of people now, I suppose, because they would watch it so much back in the 80s or 90s. You know, like growing up, even when people didn't have as many channels as we did then, you know, that was sort of the main TV show to watch, you know, like even dinner time or tea time in people's houses were kind of referred to as Neighbours time or Home and Away time, you know. It was like the day was nearly planned around when you're going to watch it. It was kind of like the ultimate question as well in school. It's like, were you a Home and Away fan or a Neighbours fan?
Yeah.
It was like the Blur Oasis of Father Ted.
And I mentioned earlier on that a lot of the stars of these shows, particularly Neighbours and Home and Away, they've gone on to much bigger and better things.
Huge things, yeah. I mean, some of the stars, Margot Robbie is one of the most recent ones who's been in The Wolf of Wall
Street. Oh, Margot Robbie, I just saw her in Focus. She's fantastic. I mean,
exactly,
I know she looks great, obviously, and Well, I mean, she really has an awful lot more than I thought she might have had in The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
She's going to be huge.
She is
huge. She's playing the new Tarzan, by the way, so I presume she's playing Jane.
Yeah, it's, I mean, like, the world's her oyster at the moment. Yeah. But there's been so many that have come out of it. Russell Crowe actually had a few episodes in Neighbours. That's where he initially began.
He had a few episodes on the late last night, too.
Oh, I know, yeah,
his guitar.
Exactly. Heath Ledger has been in it, Isla Fisher, Melissa George, like the Haleem Hemsworth and Chris Hemsworth are kind of the big ones at the moment.
Yeah, right.
But like stars really do, compared to the soaps over here, like, I mean, you'd never really see someone from Coronation Street or EastEnders going on to get a massive Hollywood role. I mean, I can't even, maybe it has happened, I can't think of anyone, or Fair City or anything like that. So there is something, I think there's a, in one way, as much as we kind of laugh at these soaps and all that, Home and Away and Neighbours also do tackle a lot of huge storylines, and the acting in it isn't actually that bad, you know, they're good actors, they're good storylines, and yeah, it's popular for a lot of reasons, like, oh, it's sunnier climates, but I think it is actually good at the same time, you know, it's so good at sucking people into storylines.
So 30 years this week and no sign of waning?
No, not at all. Both those soaps go on for 30 years.
Well, then I have to talk, if you talked about being at school and comparing the two, do you still watch them?
Do you know what? It's hard because I have a job now and they're on at like times when you just can't get home for them. So,
but if you were at home, you would.
To be honest, I still kind of, once the Braxton Brothers left Home and Away, there's the Braxton Brothers and Home and Away. Home and Away fans will know. There's one left, but he's on the way out. But I think I do still tap in and out of Home and Away. Neighbours now, I did a lot for the 30th anniversary and I probably will over the coming weeks just to see who will return. But yeah, I mean, but I think, again, they're geared towards young people, a lot of these soaps. And I think that's what they continued their success will be after generation and generation.
Well, one of the things I always remember is Kylie and Jason. Not that I remember them on that, but I remember that's where they came from. Scott and Charlene. I'm going to play a little piece from Scott and Charlene in a minute or two, but I want to go to the news first of all. So Fiona, listen, thank you very much indeed for dropping in. Fiona Flynn, that is TV editor with entertainment.ie. You watch these things because you have to.
Yeah, that's it. That's the only reason.